stone premonitions, positive vibrations.
There are various solo projects, like Terry B has had solo albums out, I've had a solo album out. You know, there's always that option if somebody has an idea for a project which is outside of their band or their part of Stone Premonitions, if you like, then they might want to do something which is completely different. And interestingly enough, following on from that, Cromlech have a side project which has just come sort of organically out of that band called When's the Future, and they've just recorded an extremely interesting album, which is going to be called Then. They released a four-track EP which was called Now, and the album's called Then. That will in fact be the 40th release, to be released at the end of October of 2003.
We'll be right back. Right, what about past artists that you've put out, other things that you've released?
We were involved with a guy who is long gone. We don't exactly know where he is these days. He's called A Teacup Surfer. And he was very Sid Barrett, quite amazingly so. Now, we only ever released a cassette. It took a long time to do. But we're not quite sure where he is. So if anybody out there is listening and knows A Teacup Surfer, then tell him we said hello. He had this idea of a universe in a teacup, I think, while staring into a cup of tea one day, you know.
Brilliant.
She's riding a storm with a teacup surfer. Something in her eye doesn't make him suffer. Effervescing elephants are all around her. With the birds for the summer to return, things you said with fire, things that you did too, things that you did too, things that you did too. All this time that I waited for you, you were never there for time. A teacup surfer, something in her eye, does it make him suffer? Effervescing elephants are all around her. Pick up the gun!
Sick in my mouth, Miss Lady's page, you know I played your game. Subversive skills, coloured sounds, silent eyes going around.
thousand things trundled by, leaving stains, no blue sky. And if I lie, all I see will bring me down. Oh, my head under the water, it's a scream. And if I leave all my waste around my neck, hold my head. Subversive tones, coloured sounds, silent eyes going around. It's all too fast. It's all too fast. Accepted things, habits, forms, leaving stains, no blue sky. It's all too fast. And when I breathe, taste the death. I am in the filth. Hold my head under the water and grow hard. And I tried. And I tried.
We'll be right back. bend down with all. We ride the waves like fools with hopelessness. On our breath, oh, 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 oh. Oh, imaginary in my mind, thought I was just like you as a child, celebrating high years in kind. Thought I was just like you as a child. But then it always seems so very gross, so many ways for our beautiful pain. But then it always seems so very cruel, so many ways to ride beautiful pain. Now you imply you're not satisfied, so you're not satisfied, so you're not satisfied with me.
when you played your eyes, 'cause you held your hand up high. You were there for me to hold on to. The railing was cold. The railing was cold. The railing was cold.
Midnight blue, orange light, comparing the streets to the feelings inside. All this time just walking home, wandering, wandering, sinking stones. Didn't want to sleep forever, didn't want to sleep in a river, but it did.
There's another band on Stone Premonitions called Space Hopper, which is basically a duo, a singer called Weeb, who used to play in quite a lot of sort of rock bands in Newcastle upon Tyne. And Weeb met up with a guitarist, a very good sort of heavy rock guitar player called Davey Wright. And Davey instigated the project and got Weeb in. But Davey's great because he can play classical guitar beautifully. He teaches guitar, in fact, classical guitar. But he's also a great heavy metal player with all the wiggly guitar things. But he also does quite a bit of ambient sort of things involving really nice sort of warm melodies and stuff, you know. So it's interesting. That's the most rock-style release I think we've ever done, specifically. And that's Space Hopper.
Not so bad. Looking at the
We were involved with a guy from New Zealand who lives in the UK now, called Mike Force. He did an album with us called Running, and he is... That's, again, it was a bit of a departure for us because it was more like a sort of David Gray type sound, that kind of feel to it. Those songs, so very song-based, acoustic sort of folk rock, really.
Paint a picture, take care of next your colors, calls upon and others. Bricks of impression, the window of our eyes. Fooling the expectations, flying around again, future generations. Stain all the labels and kick into the heads. Live the life you deserve. Palm free silver bird or kamikaze. Before you know the way, you'll ride. From the window, go anywhere the wind blows. Is what we dream of, it carries us. All those years you've fallen behind. Now it's leaving time.
Will he forgive?
Will he forgive his brother? Or live an eye for an eye? Or live the life you deserve. Or free silver bird. Or kamikaze. Before you know the way. Frozen hearts before you start into what we pass on. Right and wrongness, soul of songless into what we pass on. A step from the window. Lessons you learn from a mean old man is what we pass on. The air that we breathe and the barren land walk the sand is what we pass on. Dream on that carries us.
wrongness, soul of songless.
That was Mike Force. Another artist that is in a similar position really now to Mr. Quimby's Beard is a guy called Paul Rose. Paul Rose is a phenomenal electric guitarist who was really a bit of a child prodigy in the northeast of England. And he actually won a competition that was... it was Rory Gallagher and his brother that set up a competition for guitar players, basically. And Paul won the competition and won a Stratocaster. Rory gave him a Stratocaster. What happened was we'd known Paul for a long time and thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to sort of put some stuff out on Storm Premonitions and see whether he would be interested in working with us. And he was. And we did an album called Slide Away, which we released, which was rock, comes at mainly instrumental rock music with bits of ambient stuff thrown in. But it was at that time that we released Slide Away that we had interest in the label as a whole, in Storm Premonitions as a whole, from a company in Berkshire called High Note Music, which is run by a guy called Graham Brook, that specialise in progressive material mainly. But they also have good distribution and they could...
unplug that bloody thing, will you?
And now some incidental music.
Offered Paul a good distribution deal for his music, so they could do much more for Paul than we could, basically, you know. And he's doing a lot of gigs at the moment. He's playing all over the place. He's amazing to watch, you know, amazing guitar player. High Note Music, in 2003, they released an acoustic album by the Rabbit's Hat.
There's still time. There are those who will never learn, but they are not of their concern. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch his face. Space depression. precious knowledge here to stay. For we have all a mind to travel. Where there's a will, there is a way. Just how long can we ignore it? For it comes closer every day. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. Out, it is no secret, only we confuse the signs. Though it may seem like a riddle, just a puzzle to mankind. We'll know you well, astute to conquer, but not only earthly foe. Some would call it alchemy, the seeds they sought to sow. There are those who seek Orion. Touch his face. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch his face. Orion.
Another interesting project I should mention is a guy that reviews for various magazines called Phil Jackson. He has his own thing called Paradox One, and he had this idea to ask bands that he was in touch with whether they would be interested in covering some of the Rabbit's Hat songs. And this will be the first time that we've heard other artists doing our material, which will be quite interesting. It's going to be called the Orion Moon Project. We'll be right back.
time to change our act. Maybe we should educate, not just fill ourselves with hate. Maybe we should learn to care, learn to love this planet fair. And it's one small step.
If people would like to get hold of any of the music on Stone Premonitions, you can just go to the Stone Premonitions website, and I'll give you the address for that, which is 3w.oral-innovations.com/Stone Premonitions.
Stone Premonitions, positive vibrations.
The Stone Premonitions website is very kindly hosted by a guy called Jerry Kranitz, who is very active in the USA with the underground scene. He has a website called Oral Innovations, and like I say, kindly offered to host the Stone Premonitions website. Also, we would very much like to thank Gary Lee at The Overflow for giving us this opportunity. Long live The Overflow.
Well, we haven't had one word from Terry. What can we get Terry to do or say?
One word.
Fuck.
If you don't say anything else, I'm going to put that out. I will.
You could say...
What can I say? I'm not very good.
I'm Terry Bean. I'm letting him blather on because...
Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
My name is Terry B, and I was sitting here all the way through this interview saying absolutely nothing because, I mean, who needs to say anything when you've got Tim Jones here?
In other words, he blathers on and on and on, and silence is golden.
He's good at twittering.
Because he's a twit.
Yeah. You're a twitterer.
Yeah. But... So that was Terry B. I always get sick. I'm the expedient one.
Perhaps I should ask you about your solo album then. You could talk about that.
What could I say about it?
Well, where did you get the ideas for the songs?
It's on a disc. The disc is still there. Where did I get the ideas? They just came.
Somebody has to be... This is why I end up in this role.
And the thing is, I've never gotten used to doing much talking because he's always done it for us.
Yeah.
Shallow souls completely blind. Small town mentality, gossip and wives, all interfering with each other's lives. Every day in the soap operas play, EastEnders Coronation Street, home and away. Teenage mutant monsters with couch potato mothers. We just can't control him. He's just like his brother. They're drinking and they're taking drugs and my little Johnny's turned into a thug. I can still recall the days when he never left the house. He loved to watch his videos, he was quiet as a mouse. Of course I couldn't watch them, too much blood and gore. Oh, what's become of Johnny? He's not like he was before. Now our Julie's pregnant, and we know she's only 10, and we're not sure just whose it is, she's had that many men. They're putting out the windows, oh isn't it a shame, but now it's time for Brucey and the Generation Game. Why don't you get off your arse and switch off your TV? Put your hat and coat on and take a walk with me. Come out here and see your kids and see just what we're doing. Do something about it instead of viewing and stewing.
Is there anything else that either of you want to add or anything you think we've missed or overlooked that people should know about?
Yeah, the whole underground scene, really.
Go ahead, blither.
Is it on?
It is.
Yeah, we are very, very encouraged here at Storm Premonitions with the whole underground music, the alternative music scene. It really is offering a true alternative to the mainstream, and it's a level playing field. It doesn't involve money. It's all down to the music. So everybody, you know, through the independent radio stations and websites, radio stations like The Overflow with Gary Lee, that people, they are heard through their merit, not because somebody is handing out wad loads of cash. And so, therefore, like I say, it's a level playing field. This is truly a revolution, I think. There are a lot of underground radio stations, a lot of them starting up on the internet, which are tremendous. And it gives artists who don't have a record deal necessarily, it gives them the chance to be heard anywhere on the planet where there's a PC, basically. And I really think that internet radio is really the future in a lot of ways.